bushes reduced to spidery skeletons, trees stripped to seared spikes, the forest floor a sodden grey waste dotted with vile-smelling pools.
You are in a memory.
Catriona caught her breath. It was Sigrana.
My memory of the destruction wrought by the offworlders.
It is like my memory of it, Cat said.
Sigrana, forgive me, but I no longer wish to be keeper.
Understandable. But you underestimate yourself. You have strengths that are needed. The other is coming for you with a keeper's task. Give no more than the task requires, and remember that you are my keeper, not the other's.
The charred forest turned about her, blurred and brightened, spun into a translucent blueness, and she was back in the dream palace. A shadowy, cloaked figure stood off to one side, waiting. Incorporeal once more, Catriona glided over to a nearby opaque blue pillar, putting it between her and her visitor.
I hope that my counterpart is well,
said the Zyrodin.
Couldn't really say one way or the other, she said. I'd have thought you'd know more than a lesser being like me.
In certain ways, I am a lesser being than you. You may know that I have a task which only the keeper can accomplish. It is important, and you must follow my instructions precisely.
May I know what this task is?
Like you, I have observed the conflict taking place out in space. The black ship that destroyed the hegemony vessel interests me. With the Keeper's assistance, I will be able to gain a closer perspective and gather detailed information that would be otherwise unobtainable.
Sounds like you want to use me as some kind of glorified telescope, she said.
No, my purpose is quite different. May we proceed?
She paused, curiosity warring with distrust.
Fine. Let's proceed.
First, close your eyes and do not open them until I say.
Shrugging, she closed her eyes. At once, she felt a sudden swirl of sub-zero iciness all over her body for just a moment. Then it was gone. But her spirits lifted at the thought of experiencing physical sensation again. Could the Zyrodin be taking a contrary position to Sigrana, such that she might get her body back? It wasn't exactly her preferred circumstances, but if the offer was made, she knew that she would accept. In any case, it seemed obvious to her that any of the senior Yuvovo listeners would be more suited to the role than she.
You may now open your eyes.
At first all she saw was blackness, perfect, indivisible, until she glanced to one side and saw the stars. Panicky terror seized her, along with a reflexive gasping for breath and a wild flailing, until she realized that her body was pale and translucent, that she had no skin to freeze solid in the hard vacuum, nor any lungs to be sucked empty.